5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we're going to be discussing a topic which is really important at any time, but especially during these times, during COVID and so on. And that is healthy eating and ways to save money and eat healthier, especially for folks who are on a limited budget and who are part of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP. And there's an education part of that. It's known as SNAP Ed, and SNAP Ed provides nutrition education to SNAP eligible people around New York State. And they also facilitate community change to make healthier choices for everyone. And our guest is Katie Sheehan Lopez. Katie is a SNAP Ed nutrition educator at Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County. Katie has a BS in dietetics from the University of Rhode Island and a master's in public health nutrition from University of California at Berkeley. Welcome, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great. How are you and your family doing in terms of navigating your way through the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, it's a little tricky. I have a 4-year-old and a 21-month-old.
Oh, wow.
So they keep us busy, but, you know, we're doing okay. We're hanging in there.
Uh-huh. Great. I know it's a little bit Twilight Zone-y. You know, this is our first week back in the office after 3.5 months. And I came back and, like, everything was, like, frozen in place. The plants were wilted, you know, and wires everywhere and phones and everything, very strange. But here we are. Hopefully we've made it through the worst of it, but, you know, we never know. And certainly, as I mentioned in the opening, healthy eating and good nutrition are good at any time, but especially in these times. So tell us a little bit about SNAP Ed, what it does and what you do.
Right. Well, you mentioned a little bit, and SNAP Ed is part of the SNAP program, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So SNAP Ed is a small component of that. And by small, I mean dollar-wise, because it's actually a very big program that exists in every state. And SNAP Ed's role is to teach people that are either in receipt of SNAP or eligible for SNAP all about just general healthy eating and physical activity. So we are funded through the USDA and go down to the county level. So there are SNAP Ed educators in almost every county in New York State. And we go out into the community, or we used to go out into the community all the time and do nutrition education, cooking demonstrations, you know, all kinds of different variations on how to talk to people and teach people about healthy food and recipes. And like you mentioned, we do some of the community change part of it. So the idea behind that is that it's hard to learn about healthy eating and then be back in the community if there are no healthy choices easily available in that community.
Right.
So part of it is trying to change the environment to make the healthier choice a little bit easier. For example, school food or vending machines, things like that that might be all around us and you don't think about it all the time, but those are the choices that we're presented with. And so we want the choices to be as healthy as possible.
And I would imagine that eating healthy and maintaining good nutrition, especially with a limited budget, which many people are, not just low-income people, but even those in the moderate income levels, that can be really challenging when you have a family and so on. So, and I'm sure it's exacerbated by COVID, where it may be more difficult to get out to supermarkets, to farmers markets, maybe diminished, maybe one or more people in the household may have lost a job or been furloughed or what have you. So what resources can you or SNAP and SNAP Ed offer to folks to help that situation?
Well, for SNAP Ed, you know, we we do teach some lessons on healthy eating on a budget. And that's, you know, really helpful. But also, we do understand that budgets only go so far. There's only a certain amount of money in the budget, and sometimes it runs out. And so at this time, it's even worse because people have lost jobs, they've had their hours cut, and there's also been delays in receiving benefits. So I want to, so I will mention a few different resources that are available. Maybe just to start, you know, applying for SNAP is really important. And I know there are people, I've talked to people that don't want to apply because they feel like they might not get enough or for, you know, for whatever reason. But I would encourage anyone, especially if they've had a change in their family income in the last couple of months, to apply for SNAP and see if you're eligible. Because if you receive SNAP, even if it's only the minimum, which is, I want to say, $16 or $20 a month, which is not very much, if you receive SNAP, you are also automatically eligible for other things like school lunch or heating assistance. So it does kind of help to, and any dollar amount coming into the house helps. So if you think you are a family that might qualify for SNAP benefits, I would encourage you to go to the DSS website or call the DSS office, and you can find out a little bit more. They're not doing face-to-face interviews right now, but they will talk over the phone and help you sort that out.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was. There are a couple more things I wanted to mention. So
sure.
Go ahead and ask your question.
No. I was going to say that I know that you have been involved personally and part of the Kingston community in helping, providing extra help to families during the COVID pandemic. But we can talk a little bit about that later. Why don't you finish up what you were saying?
Well, no, that's actually just what I was going to mention. The Kingston Emergency Food Collaborative kind of sprang up into existence right around mid-March, as you know, all of this was, everything was starting to close down. And the Kingston Emergency Food Collaborative is a bunch of different agencies around Kingston, Cornell Cooperative Extension, the Hudson Valley Farm Hub, the City of Kingston, YMCA, a whole bunch. I'm not going to list them all here, but they, Family of Woodstock was a big one.
And then it merged with Project Resilience, right, to the county.
And Project Resilience was a big part of it. So that's the county level. Uh-huh. And all of these agencies kind of work together to help get food out into the community. So there's a combination of prepared meals that were going out and being delivered and bagged groceries. And a lot of that happened through People's Place, Community Action. So right now it's kind of more bagged groceries, and the delivered meals has really kind of peaked and kind of wrapped up. But it is a really great resource. It's still going on right now. And what we noticed about, you know, all of this is that there are huge gaps in our food system, and not everyone is being reached. Certainly the people that were receiving meals during this crisis, probably many of them, I don't know a number, but you know, some of them were in need of meals before, some were in need of meals during, and some are going to be in need of meals after. So this is not a new thing. It's not something that's necessarily going away really easily, but we are starting to talk about what the future looks like and how we can change the food system, at least within Kingston, to help facilitate that and make sure everyone has access to the food they need for their families.
Mm-hmm. I remember that looking back before pre-COVID, we do regular community health assessments here at the Department of Health. It's part of the New York State Prevention Agenda. And part of those assessments are a variety of questions based around food security and insecurity. And I remember just a couple of years back, we asked the question, do you have sufficient food to meet your family's needs? Not all the food you want, but sufficient food to meet your family's needs. 4 out of 10 of our 600 plus respondents said no. That's 40%. That was a real eye opener. And I know that right. Food is the number one expense on certainly my family's budget after the mortgage. And I'm sure it is for a lot of folks.
Yep, food is, it's really expensive. It's something we cannot really just skip. It's not like buying a new clothes or something like that. It's a real right. need, and especially if you have a lot of people in your family, it adds up very, very quickly, and often SNAP benefits do not cover the whole month. Only about half of families that receive SNAP benefits receive the maximum amount. So there's still a whole lot of families out there, families and individuals that are receiving something less than the full amount, whatever that amount is. Uh-huh. And they often run out well before the end of the month. So people also rely on the food pantries that exist in Kingston and around the county. And you do see those numbers at the pantries often go up at the end of the month. And so it's a cycle that kind of goes around and around.
Right. And we have a great community with our farms and our food pantries. And we're going to talk about that and also how people can make the most out of their food budget, no matter what it is. And in terms of eating healthier, more nutritious food. And first, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk about that and more. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words. Okay, we're on a show. That went fast, right?
Yeah, it did go really fast.
Yes,
I
right.
have a lot to say.
Yep. Yeah, it's a big, good. It's better that you have a lot to say than too little. That's what scares me. Right. Too little is not good.
Dead air time.
Then I've got a tap dance.
Mm-hmm. I also want to mention, before it's over, the school meals and the pandemic EBT.
Pandemic
EBT.
What does EBT stand for?
Okay, EBT is electronic benefits transfer.
Oh, okay. And,
which is the card that people use for SNAP. And pandemic EBT is It's a supplemental amount of money that's going towards children that receive free school lunch.
Okay.
So it's not just for everyone, but it is something that people might not be aware of. And I'll make sure.
Okay. So coming back into the break, do you want to talk about how to make food resources go further and be more nutritious on a limited budget? And then you can go into that, and then we'll do the kind of work our way toward the close and how people get more information.
Yep, that would be great.
Okay, sounds good. So here we go. Start up again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and our topic today is the SNAP Ed program. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program's Education Division. And we have with us Katie Sheehan Lopez. Katie's the SNAP Ed Nutrition Educator at Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County. Katie, before the break, we were talking about how to make a limited food budget go further in terms of better overall nutrition and healthier eating. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So when we think about our meals for our family, everyone's working on some kind of budget. Maybe it's big, maybe it's fairly limited. So one of the biggest things you can do to kind of stretch that budget is to really kind of sit down and plan out what you're going to eat. It's a little tricky, especially if you've never done it before, but it really does, once you get used to it, save you a bunch of time. It saves you money for sure. And it generally can lead to healthier eating also, because if you have a plan for what you're going to eat kind of for most meals, you can know where you're going to need more produce and those healthier items, and make sure you have everything available so you don't run out and then are facing another trip to the store, which are something, those trips to the store are things we want to minimize right now. So planning out meals for the week, I do the whole entire meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and that way when my kids come to me, mommy, 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 I need a snack. I need a snack, you know, for the fourth time that day, instead of getting really frustrated, I just look and say, okay, you're getting applesauce with raisins, whatever it is. So it, I have eliminated the thinking part of it.
Guesswork. Yes.
It's made my life a lot easier, especially now that I'm home with them every single day. So planning out meals really can help. And it can also help, you know, to just make sure you're getting enough fruits and vegetables. So if you can look and see, you know, where certain meals are, there's no fruit or vegetable in there, you know, that's a kind of clue to you that you should kind of think through what you're going to add into that meal. And it also can help you not waste any food, which is a really huge money suck if you are throwing away food that's, you know, perishable that you didn't get to eat. You're mm-hmm. basically throwing away dollar bills. So if you have a plan to eat all of the fresh produce in your refrigerator, you're not going to waste any of it, and you're going to save money that way. So planning meals is really important. I also encourage people to take advantage of all of the food pantries that exist. Many right now are operating in a different way. Maybe they're in drive-through pickup. So you always want to call ahead and just find out, especially if you've never been to a food pantry before, but things have changed in the last few months. You want to, they're out there, and they're on the Ulster Corps website. There is a extensive list of all of the food pantries.
I think we have 37, maybe something like that.
I think it's more like 49, but that
49,
might include,
so there's some been added. Wow.
That might include the prepared meals, the soup kitchens. It's definitely around 40. Mm-hmm. And this is, I'm talking countywide. So some are in, they're spread all over. A lot of them are in Kingston, but spread over the county. And there, some of them even have free, what we call free farm stands. So People's Place in Kingston and the Ellenville Regional Hospital both have free farm stands where it's produce donated by either the Hudson Valley Farm Hub or the food bank or a combination. And you can go and just get a bunch of free fruits and vegetables either every week or twice a month, however often they do it. So it's a really great way to get a lot of healthy food. And, you know, I used to go to those and hand out recipes and maybe do a cooking demonstration. Because sometimes you get things that maybe you've never made before, but it's a really, it's kind of fun to get something you've never tried and have that opportunity to try something new without putting a lot of money into it. So I do recommend taking advantage of those. And also we have the farmers markets, WIC checks, FMNP checks, all of those programs are still going on, even with kind of limited hours and new rules and regulations at all our farmers markets. And then finally, I also want to make sure I mention school meals. So the school districts, I know in Kingston and in Ellenville, are continuing to give out free meals to anyone 18 and under through the summer. And those are just free as long as you have a student 18 or under. You can drive up or walk up and get usually a breakfast and a lunch. So everyone should take advantage of that if they're eligible. Other districts in the county might offer something.
I know Auntie Aura does where I live. I mean, kudos to our school districts for stepping up to the plate and to our many family-owned farms in Ulster County. Agriculture is the number two industry after tourism, and they've really, really stepped up to the plate and in terms of helping their neighbors and all of us. And that's really it says a lot about our community.
Yeah, and there are a lot of agencies that are working to connect even better the places that are giving out food and the farms, so, or that are selling food. So places like the school districts, Ellenville School District or Ellenville Regional Hospital was awarded a farm to school grant. So that's something they're going to be working on. And you're right, there are both of these things. There's people that need food and there's lovely local food, you know, all over the county. And so trying to connect those two different sectors is really important. Mm-hmm. And I also want to mention pandemic EBT, which is something maybe not everyone is familiar with. And pandemic EBT is a supplemental program, And it what it's doing is issuing money to every student who was receiving or eligible for free school meals. So if you were receiving free school meals, or if your child went to a school that is where all the students can get free meals, so that would be some of the four elementary schools right in the city of Kingston, anyone in the Ellenville School District, or even the two middle schools in Kingston, you will be receiving either extra money onto your EBT card if you have one, or you will be receiving something in the mail, probably a card, probably this month. And it's going to be about, no, it won't be about, it'll be exactly $420 per student. So if you have three students in, say, the Ellenville School District, you would get over $1,200. And that food is specifically, that money is specifically for food. Can't use it on just anything, but it's meant to supplement all those school meals that were missed from mid-March through the end of the school year. So that's pandemic EBT. It's not SNAP. It's different, but it's going to function a lot like SNAP benefits. So families that think they might be getting that should, you know, kind of check. You could check in with the school. You could check in with Hunger Solutions. Check on their website. There's a lot of information there. And keep your eye peeled. Don't throw away any mail that looks like it might have a card with money on it, because we don't want to throw $420 into the trash can. So I encourage families to keep an eye open all your mail.
Mm-hmm. And Katie, I think it's an obvious thing to say, but physical activity and exercise, keeping fit along with good nutrition, is kind of the one of the other major components of optimum health, right? And keeping a good balance. So what do you do in your educational efforts in that regard?
Right. So I do some workshops on physical activity, teaching people, not just teaching people about physical activity, but I usually make people stand up and do the physical activity with me, which
at our meetings.
I have done it at Healthy Ulster meetings. That's true. I do it for everyone. So, you know, we talk a lot about the benefits and how we can do it, and, you know, how you can do it with your family. We're also, since, you know, everything has been shut down this summer, we often do summer kickoff events for school, some of the summer programs around the Hudson Valley. And we're not able to do that this year. So on our social media, we're going to be putting out a series of short videos once a week through the summer that are, you know, little physical activities that kids can do at home without any special equipment. So that's something that's going to be coming out. But I do encourage, you know, for adults, the recommendation is 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity a week, or about 30 minutes a day, something like
right.
that.
And it doesn't have to be formal, right? It could be just fun, just taking a nice brisk walk.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
Right. So gyms are closed, obviously, but we're really lucky in Ulster County. We have rail trails, we have hiking, we have lots of, you know, nice paths, even in like within the city of Kingston, where you think, well, it's not nature, but there's still lots of really great places to get out, mm-hmm. go for a walk. And want to make sure we take advantage of that, especially in the early or late hours when it's cooler, right. and when there may be not so many people around.
Well, Katie, we're beginning, unfortunately, to run out of time. So can you tell our listeners where to go for more information about everything you've talked about and how to reach you?
Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of websites that I would point people to. One is the Cornell Cooperative Extension website, which is ulster.cce.cornell.edu. And I would also recommend that people check out the SNAPED New York website, which is snapedny.org. And there you can find links to social media, recipes, and just some quick tips and tricks. And we are also working on some online recorded workshops that people and cooking demos that people will be able to watch. So that should cool. be linked Great. Somewhere through our social media. So that's always something kind of fun to watch at your leisure.
Well, great, Katie. Thank you so much for all the great work that you do. We cross paths in so many different ways in the community, and your work is so valuable, and we really appreciate all of your efforts. We are out of time, and we'd like to have you back sometime in the near future. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.